Underdogs, enjoy episode Likes or What is Right, which is actually part of the full episode called Retro Sunday, which will be out later this week. Enjoy. Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Let's get personal about the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might accidentally find the show. Appreciate all of you. We do this here every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. There's a couple ways you can tune in every week. You can be riding around in your car, turn your radio station on your FM dial to 90.3 FM. And for those who are riding around today, it is unusually warm. It's nice, but it's warm. It's unusually warm. For those who don't believe in climate change, I don't know what to tell you, but it's nice out, though, and sunny. So shout out to all the folks riding around in their cars on this beautiful day in New York City and especially in Harlem. Also, for those who like to watch, you can go on WHCR.org. That's www.WHCR.org. And you can either listen to the live stream or you can watch. And some people love to watch. Today, it's Old School Retro Sunday. Why is it Old School Sunday? It's because there's no Facebook Live today. No Instagram Live today. We're going old school. It's just me, you, and your radio. Or in 2017, me, you, and your smartphone or your laptop or your computer or your car radio. That means if you want to interact with me and each other today, there's only one way to do it. Old school. The telephone. Mr. Telephone Man, I don't want nothing wrong with my line. I'm going to call Gregory's number, and I'm going to pick up every time at area code 212-650-6903. That's area code 212-650-6903. And for those who are like, what is he singing? It was the remix, Telephone Man, one of my favorite bands, groups, New Edition. I mean, it's Retro Sunday, so I had to come with one of my throwback favorite groups. You listen to the voice of Gregory Neesmith, who is the host and creator of the Gregory Neesmith Show. I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm also into spreading special stuff, helping underdogs rediscover how special we are in the world, going from stuck to unstuck to growth. I also do some coaching and consulting. And for those who listen often, you know I rep the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Philadelphia. But now calling Harlem home and happy to. You can join the conversation, like I said, at area code 212-650-6903. That's the only way we're going to interact today. Now, if you missed today's show, though, you can catch a replay, a rebroadcast, the podcast, on places like iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podomatic. And shout out to Podomatic. We are still trending in the top 200 in the Society and Culture podcast out of thousands. And that's because of you. But yes, you can always catch the podcast. Live show Sundays podcast comes out on Monday. With that, today's show, we're going to get personal about the news and the culture. It's Retro Sunday. One quick note, though. It's October 22nd. And what is so significant, at least to me, about and what's so personal about October 22nd, that it is exactly 1 month out. 1 month from my birthday. I'll be turning 42. The big 42. And it hit me this morning as I looked at my watch and saw 22. And I'm like, dang, a month away. How am I feeling about my birthday? What am I going to do? I'm still figuring that out. I will say, though, birthdays are always emotional for me. I don't know if they're emotional for you, but they are for me. I would say birthdays and probably New Year's Eve are the two moments in time where I get very, very reflective. I start replaying like my entire life. around my birthday, and around New Year's. Am I where I should be? Am I doing what I can do best? Ooh, what am I still mad at myself about? Why can't I forgive myself about something I did in 1992? All the things come up. I will say, one of my best birthdays was 2 years ago, and it had a lot to do with this very place where I'm sitting right now. This studio, this station, was a part of one of my best birthdays ever. Not ever, ever. You know how sometimes something's so good, you'd be like, you pronunciate things in ways it's just ever. On my 40th birthday, which is for a lot of people a big deal, and it was for me too, that weekend 2 years ago, my birthday fell on a Sunday back in 2015. And literally that Saturday, I was hosting a show or co-hosting a show in Philadelphia called The Word Up Show. And then Sunday was my debut on terrestrial radio in New York City on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem, with my friend Nick and Tommy as part of a show that used to be on this network called The Dudes of Disruption. And so on my 40th birthday, speaking of the theme of retro and throwback episode, which we're doing today, it's no Facebook Live, no Instagram Live. It's just me, you, and the radio. Well, your smartphone or your laptop too. And that weekend of my birthday, and on my birthday, I was on the radio, a lifelong dream. I dreamed of being on the radio since I was 10 years old. And it only took me 28 years to finally make that dream come true. And I got to make it come true here on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. So that Saturday, the 21st of November, 2015, I was on the radio in New York, in Philadelphia, which was the first time that had happened. And then I was on radio for the first time in New York City on my birthday, my 40th, on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. This place will always, always, forever be special to me. So for those who are Scorpios, it's that time of year. Call in, let me know what you're going to do for your birthday if you are a Scorpio and your birthday is happening at the end of October or during the early part of November. Let me know, 212-650-6903. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some things going on in the news and the culture. I'm thinking it's Sunday, a little after 1 o'clock. Football games are kicking off all across the country. As you know, I'm still boycotting the NFL. But something happened this week. The NFL players, NFL owners met this week. And I want to get your thoughts on who got a first down, who got a touchdown. Did anybody win this week coming out of those meetings with the NFL owners and the NFL players? Also, there's some stuff going on in the motherland, especially in Nigeria. We lost 4 American Green Beret soldiers to an unfortunate reported ambush in the country of Nigeria near the border of Nigeria and Mali in Africa. We'll talk about that and all that is related to that situation. And we'll also talk about what's on your mind. Call in and share, and we'll talk about it in the moment. You got something going on personally? You got something going on in the news you want to talk about? Something going on in the culture? Well, you've made it to the right place. The Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this quick break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. If you want to join the conversation, shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and the occasional Trump supporter. You can join the conversation at area code 212-650-6903. It's Retro Sunday, Throwback Sunday. call me on the telephone. Mr. Telephone Man, there's something going on with my line. When you call 212-650-6903, you'll get Gregory every time. From Sundays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WATR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. Now, I talked in the open. It's my birthday, a month from today. Shout out to all the Scorpios in the building, listening far and wide. All right, let's get into some news of the week, and also let's get personal about it. You know, we now live in a culture where a lot of things are done publicly. Social media. I want likes. I want followers. Did it for the gram. And then there's times where, and I believe this is oftentimes when it's best, when I or you or others, when we don't necessarily do things for the likes, we do them for a cause. We do them because of deep beliefs we have. We do it or do something because we think it's the right thing to do. But that's not easy. Because sometimes doing something that you feel is right, doing something for the culture, doing something for your people, doing something for yourself, can come with risk. Like, I get why sometimes people don't speak out. Because sometimes it can cost you your job. A very public example would be that of Jemele Hill, the African-American female who is a sports commentator and on-air personality at ESPN, who 2 weeks ago from today posted some tweets related to the NFL and to the Dallas Cowboys and to Jerry Jones, who's their owner. And I'm not sure if she got a bunch of likes or retweets or followers. But I do know that her speaking out impacted her job and her career. For those who may not be familiar with the Jemele Hill story, and if you're a frequent listener of the show, you know some of the story, but there was a new twist 2 weeks ago. She was suspended for her second violation of the social media guideline policy at ESPN. And that's because Hill took to social media to comment on Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, having said that any player, and this is Jerry Jones, saying that any player who disrespects the flag will not play in a Dallas Cowboys game. I bring this up because 2 weeks from tomorrow, Jemele Hill's suspension will be over. And hopefully she will be back on ESPN with her co-host Michael Smith hosting SC6, Sports Center 6, which is their 6 p.m. Monday through Friday primetime show. Just to put in perspective what Hill said, I'm going to read her series of tweets that unfortunately got her suspended. And we'll make this all make sense as to why sometimes doing things for likes, for the gram, is one thing, but doing things for the cause is another. And unfortunately, there's some things we do that may not get any likes, may get you disliked, actually. And in this case, Jemele Hill, when she tweeted in response to Jerry Jones saying that he was going to bench any of his players if they disrespected the flag. And for those who are like, disrespect the flag, let me translate, because there's some Americans who somehow have conflated peaceful protests for equality in policing and the justice system overall for minorities and specifically African Americans. Somehow, people, including Donald Trump, have convinced a number of Americans to somehow equate that with disrespect of a flag. They actually have named it the anthem protest, which is wrong. It's a phrase that I will never use because there's no one protesting an anthem that I know of right now. But I digress. Let me read to you the tweets from Jemele Hill exactly 2 weeks ago today that got her suspended, and her suspension will be over tomorrow. Her response to Jerry Jones saying he was going to bench his players that disrespected the flag. She wrote, "If you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is advertisers. Don't place the burden squarely on the players. Just so we're clear," this is Jemele Hill tweeting, "I'm not advocating an NFL boycott. But an unfair burden has been put on players in Dallas and Miami with anthem directives. If fans really are upset about Jerry Jones and Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, what they have done, don't call the players sellouts, but you're watching every Sunday. This play always works. Change happens when advertisers are impacted. If you feel strongly about Jerry Jones' statement, boycott Jerry Jones' advertisers and the Dallas Cowboys." That was Jemele Hill. I don't know. Doesn't really seem like something that should get someone suspended. I get it. For those who may be thinking, Gregory, you're missing the point. You can't bite the hand that feeds you. ESPN has a billions of dollars TV contract to broadcast the NFL. She can't call for a boycott of the NFL. I'm all for supporting the sister, but Gregory, come on, man. Don't bite the hand that feeds her. This is where attention to detail comes in handy. She said she's not requesting for anyone to boycott the NFL. She was specifically targeting her comments and her thoughts about if folks disagree with Jerry Jones to go after specifically advertisers and supporters of the Dallas Cowboys, not the entire NFL. Details matter, so I just wanted to make sure I pointed that out. That, you know, she wasn't biting the hand that feeds her. But unfortunately, she got suspended. And I am still team Jemele Hill and still team people that do things for causes, do things because they feel they're right and not because they think they may get a bunch of likes or retweets.
Yes.
Hold on. I think we have a caller. Name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Deborah from Manhattan.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
I'm so glad that you broke it down the way you did so that if, you know, anyone has a problem figuring it out, that's why it's so important that you get an education and you learn and know how to read. I have seen people almost break their back carrying food home when it's time for a football game. I mean, I have seen men that don't even carry bags throughout the year from the supermarket. But when it's time for the game, I mean, I almost felt sorry for them with all they've carried. I said, my God, he's going to get a hernia.
It's awful.
Everything that there is to buy in that market, they had in the bag. But, you know,
yep.
I don't know, when I see people sometimes and they're not so nice to people on the bus, and I say, wow, you know, Rosa Parks, you know, she didn't do this for that.
No.
You know, or running away with buses when you see old women trying to get on the bus. She didn't do that for you to do that.
No.
And I feel the same way about this football situation. I mean, like, it's not your hand, and if she chooses to try to explain something to you, meaning us, she could go to court right now, maybe with a good lawyer, and fight that. But she didn't tell them not to.
No.
She was just trying to explain.
And my issue, too, is she's a sports commentator.
Right.
Her role is to commentate. And
right.
Everybody who goes, she shouldn't be talking about politics, she's talking about the sport in which she covers. And guess
right.
what? Politics is involved in the sport that she covers right now. So this is not out of bounds. It's not out of her sphere of influence or what she knows about. This to me, it's crazy. It doesn't even make any common sense.
But you see, a politician was the one who brought it up to begin with.
Tell him.
You understand what I mean? So since he brought it out and he told everybody that he had a lot of friends in the NFL, I mean, I could really say to myself, maybe he's blackmailing them. Maybe he's bullying them.
Well, Deborah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to make a point that maybe folks who don't follow sports as closely may not know, that Donald Trump, who oftentimes has been compared to acting like a little kid or a toddler, which I think gives toddlers and little kids a bad name, but let's play with that out for a second, that
right.
he's still bitter about the fact that he couldn't get into the NFL club because he attempted to buy a team years ago. He started a competitive league. He was trying to legally finagle his way into the NFL, and it didn't work out. So some of this is also just him being, again, childish and immature.
Right. Well, maybe if he had been a little nicer to the Butchers, he could have found out how to get a football team.
Yes.
Because they had one at one time, and they didn't know how to run it, but they did get it.
Yes, and for those who may not know, the second Bush who became president at one point was owner or involved with the Texas Rangers in Major League Baseball. So, yes, but once again, I think we'd be asking too much of him for the word nice and Trump to be put in the same sentence.
But you see, that's what happens when you have a little low energy and you pay attention to the details, and maybe you can get a little something more.
Yes, and you make a good point. And shout out to everybody mm-hmm. who listens to, please read some stuff, get some additional points of view, because sometimes what
yeah.
you hear as a quick soundbite is most of the time never the full
exactly.
story.
Exactly. Have a great day, Gregory.
Hey, appreciate you, Deborah. Have a
Bye.
Good Sunday. Bye. Shout out to Deborah from Manhattan, letting us know her thoughts on what's been going on with Jemele Hill and the NFL and Trump overall. Appreciate you, as always. If you want to join the conversation, you can call in at area code 212-650-6903. It's Retro Sunday, which means no Facebook Live, no Instagram Live, no live tweeting during the show. It's just me, you, and your radio. Or because it's 2017, me, you, and your smartphone or your laptop. But shout out to all the folks listening on an actual radio or driving around in their cars in New York City and in Harlem on this sunny Sunday. So now, as I was saying, we live in a culture where a lot of times people do it for the likes. They do it for the gram. They do it for retweets and followers. But oftentimes things are best when we do it because we think we're doing something or sharing something because we believe in it or we think it's the right thing or a just cause. And Jemele Hill, to me, is an example of that we all get to experience together. And, of course, privately going on in our everyday lives, there's people out there, you included, who are doing stuff because it's the right thing to do, not because it's necessarily the popular thing to do. So that got me to thinking about putting stuff in perspective. Earlier this week, the NFL players, NFL owners met to attempt to get from protest, as it's been called, to progress. I'm going to get to that in a second. And please call and let me know your thoughts on who you think got some yardage, got some first downs. We actually made some progress. Do you think the NFL owners came out winners? Do you think the players did? Do you think us as American citizens did? Do you think the fans did? But I'm going to get to that in a second. But I want to give some context. It's Retro Sunday. And so I think it's good to go back in time and remind folks that oftentimes in the moment, those who do things because it's right, as opposed to those who do things because they want likes, are often not liked. Speaking of being American, for those who are a little older than me, or for those who are just into history, remember all those unpatriotic Americans who were protesting the Vietnam War? And a government that said those folks weren't patriots. A government, and some have reported under the Nixon administration, that the whole law and order and war on drugs that he started was to go after African Americans and also those who were against the Vietnam War, and to criminalize them, to get inside of their organizations and to quiet them. They didn't want the blacks who wanted to stand up for themselves to have a voice. They didn't want protesters of all races and genders who were against the Vietnam War to have a voice. So then came the Nixon, reportedly, war on drugs and Mr. Law and Order. Remember how unpatriotic those folks were fighting against the Vietnam War, protesting it. And then guess what? History came along. And now we see it as a war that was a mistake and one that we probably should have never been involved in or not been involved in as long as we were. And now those protesters, disliked then, look like they were on the right side of history now. I bring that one up first for context because as we talk about the anthem protest, which, by the way, I've told you is the wrong way thing to say and call this. There's nobody protesting the anthem. There's NFL players protesting for racial equality in policing and the criminal justice system overall, specifically for minorities and especially for African Americans. That's what they're protesting. Just thought I'd bring that up because the media continues to use a phrase called anthem protest, which doesn't exist. But it's Retro Sunday, so I want to give some context, especially for all those who live in today's culture of doing things for likes instead of doing things that are right. That unintentionally rhymed just now, but I may use it again. Jemele Hill did something that was right, ended up costing her a suspension. Funny how a lot of NFL players are being called unpatriotic, disrespectful to the flag. Remember those Vietnam protesters? They were called unpatriotic too. Nobody liked them then. History's on their side now. Let's go back to the LGBT movement. Many Americans also viewed gay rights marchers during the AIDS epidemic negatively. According to Business Insider, the March on Washington for Lesbian, Gay, and Bi Equal Rights and Liberation in April of 1993 drew more than 800,000 people fighting against discrimination and seeking more funding for AIDS research. But in a Newsweek survey conducted at the time, back in 93, only 23% of Americans thought that the demonstrations did more good than harm in the fight for gay rights. Nobody liked them. Nobody liked it. If Instagram was on back then, a lot of people probably wouldn't have been following it. They likely were saying those people were destroying America. They were being disrespectful. They weren't honoring the values of the great United States. Only 23% of Americans thought the demonstrations did more good than harm. You know why? Because nobody likes protests when they're protesting. But I got to say that because if we're living in a culture where people are doing things for likes instead of what's right, then they might become prisoners of the moment. They might not want to say things like Jemele Hill said, because it could get you suspended. I understand it could get you suspended. I understand that during the Vietnam War, those protesters were seen as unpatriotic, but history is on their side. And today, gay rights organizations celebrate that march back in 1993, where over 800,000 people showed up. Same-sex marriage is now legal, and much of the platform from those protests back in the 90s are now part of law, and those protests now seem so mainstream. But I'm not done. I want to give another example of some context leading up to today, and we'll talk about who won, who's winning. Are the NFL players making progress? Did the NFL owners make some progress this week? Did the fans make any progress? Did Donald Trump make any progress? It's Sunday. How ironic that the show is on Sunday. Football happens on Sunday. So yeah, we're going to talk about it because we get personal about the news and the culture. Are you doing it for likes, or are you doing it for what's right? Civil rights protests. There were many marches for civil rights during the 1960s. And guess what? They were generally seen as negative too at the time. I was reading an article in 538.com, and it reported that, as the Washington Post noted, most Americans didn't approve of the Freedom Riders, the March on Washington in 1963, and other similar protests. In fact, many Americans thought that these protests would hurt the advancement of civil rights. In addition, many Americans held mixed to negative views of civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Now, sit down for a second and take this in, what I'm about to read from the 538 article about the civil rights movement, and specifically now about Martin Luther King. In a 1966 Gallup survey, 63% of Americans gave King a negative score on a scale of -5 to +5. Let me say that one more time. For those who are caught up in today's culture of doing things for likes instead of doing things for what's right, who might stay quiet, unlike Jemele Hill, who spoke up, and I get it. You might stay quiet because you're trying to keep your job. Cost her 2 weeks of her job. I get it. NFL players are being called disrespectful, unpatriotic. Some people, like Mike Ditka, have even said they should go to another country and go play football if they don't like it here. So I wanted to take a pause and put some things in perspective for the underdogs and my people who might be listening now, because I don't want you to become prisoners of the moment or get discouraged. Those Vietnam protesters seemed unpatriotic at the time. But they weren't. History is on their side now. The folks who marched for LGBT rights in 1993 and other marches along with that, seen as not helpful at the time, history is on their side now. In 1966, almost 2/3 of Americans were like, Martin Luther King is negative. And now, decades later, the marches are viewed as major successes, with just 4% of Americans rating Martin Luther King negatively now on a recent 2011 Gallup poll. You see, I point this all out because I'm an underdog, you're an underdog. Sometimes the odds are stacked against us to win. And one of the things I'm fueled by is the fight for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. And we go from against all odds to being the favorites to win. And I say this just as much for you as I say it for myself, because there's times where Yeah, I want to be liked. I want people to call the show. I want people to download the podcast. I want people to like my post on Facebook. But I also have to remember that sometimes there's going to be things that I want to say, things that I want to post, things I want to share, topics I want to talk about, points of view I have that may not be liked at the time, but that's not a reason for me not to share them. It's not a reason for you not to share them, because history has shown that oftentimes doing something for likes can actually lead to dislike. Oh, no, sorry. Doing things for likes doesn't always equate with doing what's right. So that's just some perspective. And the article goes on to say that civil rights protests, moreover, tend to involve minorities making demands of society at large. So by definition, most protests, especially those for civil rights, by definition start as unpopular, which means that they are initially unpopular. That doesn't tell us where things will ultimately end up. So again, we're going to talk about today's news, but I wanted to take a step back. It's Retro Sunday. It's Throwback Sunday. No Facebook Live, no Twitter. It's just me, you, on your radio, smartphone, or laptop. And I wanted to put into context that underdogs, sometimes you're not going to be liked for what you're doing to do what's right. But history will be on your side. So that means get yourself a support group. Get yourself some loved ones. Get yourself some faith. Be guided by what your calling or higher purpose is, because you're going to need it. Because it sounds silly now, but guess what? Those Vietnam protesters were disliked, called unpatriotic, disrespecting the flag. Those folks marching for LGBT rights, unpatriotic, disrespecting the flag. Go someplace else. Those folks fighting for civil rights, disrespecting the flag. Martin Luther King, disrespecting the flag. Go someplace else. Un-American. I'm glad they didn't do things for likes. Instead, they did stuff because they believed in it being right. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, more of the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And if you're an underdog, or you're one of my people, or even an occasional Trump supporter, you've made it to the right place. Today's episode is, I didn't even come up with an official title for today's episode, but for right now, I'm going to call it Retro Sunday, because we're going to throwback. It's just me, a mic, you, and the radio, and the latest of what's going on in the news and the culture. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this break. Underdogs, thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed Likes or What is Right. The continuation of this episode will be out later this week, called Niger, Trump, and Perspective. And all of this is part of the full episode called Retro Sundays, which will be out at the end of the week. As always, I leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.